The Lord's powerful presence is with us today, heart dwellers. Even those of you who are not heart dwellers, those of you who are enemies of God, the Lord is here to declare his love for you. The Lord Jesus began, "I want to talk to you more about witchcraft. You see, I have been presented in their minds as the enemy, because I have rules that seem to censor their pleasures. I'm the bad guy. What they are not seeing is that I know the end result of all things. I know they will not be happy if they continue to pursue evil paths. They are of the impression that there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, when truly it is only a marsh of misery and ovens of torment, cages with wild beasts that never get their fill of their flesh. I do not wish to deprive them of the things they feel pleasure from, unless it will do them harm in the long run. Like a child who is cold in the winter and finds warmth beside the stove, he figures that if only he could climb into that stove with all those flames, he would be even warmer and happier. Sin gives the impression of pleasure, but whatever pleasure you get from it quickly peters out, and then you must sin again, and again, and again, until you're locked into an obsession with sin that is never satisfied. In fact, the sins of the past begin to wane in color and intensity, so new ones, even more intense in evil and perversion, must be found. When the soul is born and inhabits the body, it grows and makes choices. The bad choices obscure the light of the soul and cover it over. The good choices bring brightness to the soul and strengthen it." And this is my aside here. Carol had a vision today of a particular Satanist who's a troll on our channel. This poor one's soul was shriveled up in a pitiable mass, shrunken down to be perhaps a tenth of the stature it was created to be. It was all dark and sick and vile. So he's going to refer to that now, and I just wanted to give you a little reference point on that. Jesus continued, "When Carol had that vision of a soul who has pursued the devils and lived for Satan, he slowly saps the life out of that soul and replaces it with gross pleasures of the flesh. Satisfaction in wielding power over others through curses and spells. So long as Satan keeps that soul preoccupied with these accomplishments that are in fact robbing them of life, they don't notice it. They continue on because they find pleasure in retaliation, jealousy, and hurting others. It's a false sense of power that brings pride, the pride involved in seeing others suffer at their hands. They don't notice how weak they're getting. They may resort to drugs and alcohol to make up for that growing void and darkness within. As they progress down that path, they become less and less useful to Satan until he finally finishes them off with an overdose when they're totally wasted. Some seem to thrive on this dark power until Satan is done with them, that is. It's an illusion, a false sense of security, a rush of power, a belief that they are superior and control the world. It is true, much is controlled by them, but only with my permission, because of the sins of men. I use them as my law enforcement specialists. Yet still, they are on a chain and can only go so far and no further. As long as the soul is in favor with the demons, they are fed a counterfeit feeling of great power and accomplishment. But when Satan is done with them, that counterfeit feeling is taken from them, and they see themselves as pitiable and all washed up. Then they reach for drugs or weapons to end their lives with. either slowly or all of a sudden, or the enemy will allow a tragic accident in their lives. He feeds on suffering. And what suffering is more intense than betrayal? When you give your lives to the devils, you will feel good and get good results as long as you are useful to them. However, when they're done with you, your power and control suddenly disintegrate, and you are left as the real you, a pitiable wretch. This is what was shown to Carol, the state of this one soul, frightened, confused, lost, sickly, lacking in power, and the beauty of souls that have given themselves to me. You see, a soul who lives for me is endowed with power from on high every day. There's no false sense of security, only true security. I protect them. I feed them on milk and honey. I comfort them when they are hurting. I instruct them when they're lost. And daily they grow in stature until they've returned to that purity and union they began this life with. They have invested their talents in me and come away billionaires. Whereas the soul that has entered into a covenant with Satan is day by day having the very life drained out of them. So they no longer resemble the creature they were when I sent them into the world. And they are paupers. Their sense of security comes from demons assigned to make them feel powerful, and they feed them on pride, illusions of grandeur, promises of kingdoms that don't exist, and sensual rewards that last but a moment. Then they die and discover their true state, shriveled and sickly, diseased, and filled with filth and stench, and utterly powerless against the raging demons of hell that feed on human flesh and delight in seeing them immersed in fire. Lord, how can they know that this is true? They've been trained to believe it. He answered me, because even now they can feel the emptiness and filth inside. Even now they ask themselves if these promises of reigning in hell are real or an illusion. But the devils monitor their thoughts closely and feed them the lies they need when they begin to stray. They arrange situations to give them a sense of power, when in fact they are pawns being duped. I love these souls, Claire. I know what they have suffered. If only they would listen to their conscience. If only they would hearken to that still small voice inside that's nagging at them and saying, "This is a lie. Don't do this. You'll regret this." Many times they've participated in such heinous crimes, they think they cannot be forgiven. They are indoctrinated at a very young age and fooled into thinking there's no way out. They commit horrendous sins against those who love them and as a result feel reprobate and hopeless. But my children emerged in darkness. There is a way out. Take my hand. I'm extending it to you. I have come to save you and set you free. I know what you've done. I was there when you opened the flesh of another human being and took their lives. I know all about it, and I will forgive you if you come to me repentant. I have no desire to see you in hell, Satan. That is his desire, to destroy you and torture you for eternity. That is not my desire. I want to reconstruct you, one brick at a time, and restore the purity and power you began with as a child. Something that was taken from you by bad parents and evil relatives and bad circumstances. It is something only I can do, but you have to break away from evil. You have to renounce evil and repent of your involvements. You have nothing to fear from me if you're repentant, nor do you have anything to fear from your peers if you break from them. There's no curse on earth that can hold you once you're mine and renounce Satan. They may try, but you see, I bathe you in my blood, which protects, and assign angels and even keep watch over you myself. Once you have come to me, I will not lose you. Even if you should die, your future life is secure with me, yet you will be protected, so you may rescue other souls. Are you afraid to break away? Call on me. Call on me. Say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, protect me. Show me the way. Are you under the spell of these lies that your family members will be killed if you try? Am I not the creator of the angels who fell from grace and degraded themselves into these sick creatures? There is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. No weapon, not even one. There's no demon more powerful than me. They are all pitiable in my eyes and in reality. If you feel my love calling you, something in you is stirring. It's my grace. I'm sending it to rescue you from an eternity of intense suffering. I'm stirring in your souls and calling you forth into the light. Come forth from these dungeons of filthiness. Come to me, and I shall bathe you in my blood, what I suffered on the cross, and restore your soul. I will use you to set other captives free, and you shall know the power of my redeeming love. I will transform and heal the wounds that are festering inside your souls. Yes, I will pour clean water on you and cleanse you from all your iniquities. Then I will raise you up with my grace into the stature of someone you never thought you could be. I long to deliver you out of the darkness into my glorious light. Do not delay and say to yourself, me, Christian? Ha! God will never receive me after all I've done. Lies, I tell you, lies and more lies. I delight in transforming the worst specimens of humanity into great saints. Many of my prophets and ministers came out of the place you are in right now, and I raise them up. Come to me. Come wretched, sin-sick, and beyond hope. Come, and I will restore you. I will build you up, put a coat upon your back, a ring upon your finger, and call you my beloved.